If you knew you would have this endowment of choice throughout a long continuum of lives, perhaps it would be all right not to use it wisely in this life. However, this is not the case. Changeability in any phenomenon is a sign that it depends on causes. So the commonly experienced changeability of our body is a sign that it, too, depends on causes. Elements from your father and mother are involved as causes and conditions of your body. But for your mother's ovum and father's sperm to come together, still other causes are required. For instance, these depend on the ovum and sperm of their parents, and so on, back to the ovum and sperm of some sentient being after the formation of this world. Still, if the establishment of this body of flesh and blood depended only on ovum and sperm, then, since ovum and sperm were not present at the time of the formation of this world system, and since they did not arise causelessly, and we know this because of the consequence that then they would have to appear everywhere at all times or never, this means that there are also other factors, this being karma. Each world system has eras of formation, continuation, disintegration, and finally a period of voidness. After this fourfold sequence, a new world system forms from the circulation of winds or energies and from subsequent development of other elements. Whether this process is explained in accordance with current scientific views or with Buddhist philosophy, there is a time when a specific world system does not exist. The process of the formation of a world system begins in dependence upon many causes and conditions, which themselves are caused phenomena. These phenomena must be made by a creator deity or by the force of karma, that is to say, former actions of the persons who will be born there and will experience and use that environment. From a Buddhist viewpoint, it is impossible for what is caused and thus impermanent, including a world system, to depend for its creation on the supervision or motivating force of an uncaused and thus permanent deity. Rather, it is by the force of sentient beings' karma that the process of formation of the environment takes place. The only other choice is that it is uncaused, which would be absurd.